Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. And we are the show that was made for men by men, except ladies would never want to miss our show. And tonight, I want to look at honor, leadership. And is there really a big difference in the honor that men present and the honor that women present? Or women are, who's more honorable, men or women? So I want to, you guys have seen me do a movie classic in the past. And I used a movie called Patterns, and I definitely talked about leadership, and I talked about the bond or how men engage one another. And it was actually a really good classic. Rod Serling wrote it, and it showed how men were in business and the women were the assistants. Well, tonight I want to use a classic that's a little bit older, and it's one of those probably top five classics of all times in Hollywood. It's a black and white, like the last one, but I really want to look at a couple of things. So how men and women look at honor, they look at leadership, and it's also going to be very interesting to look at how femininity was valued. And maybe what we're going to be watching is how women used femininity to play men, to manipulate. It was such a soft touch that I want to get your perspective on this also, but maybe men were being manipulated and were okay with it. Like they didn't fight it, is one way to look at it. So I'd like to look at a very rich classic, because it shaped, it may not have the same impact in today's time that it had years ago. It's a classic from 1942. And the impact it had on U.S. culture was huge. So I want to illustrate how this classic movie could be seen as having an impact on U.S. culture, or did U.S. culture and the honor between men shape the way this movie was made? So it's a movie that takes place during World War II. So very interesting classic. And when you guys come into this, smash that like button, and I see you guys are in here already. Red Pill Rican, thanks for joining. Super Chat, getting my workout on, but showing some support, keep spreading the message. Thanks a lot, man. this Red Pill, man, this one you'll definitely appreciate. You know, this code of honor that men have when they're really on their game, instead of being a simp and chasing the woman all the time, there's a code of honor that gets you way more respect from women, and you're less likely to have to be a simp if you can have the kind of integrity and honor. So I'm going to use a film, and I'm going to narrate a little bit, and I'm going to jump through it. I'm not going to show the whole thing, but I'm going to show some important parts. The challenge with the film, there is some, a little bit of background and context that you have to see. And there's a lot in here, so I don't skip around as much as I did in the in the other movie, Patterns. So I want to use this because I want to show the richness of honor. So whether it's in man to man, you know, how we interact with one another, whether it's leadership, this movie also lays out how men look at big picture, long term. We look at what's in the best interest of everyone as opposed to making decisions for what feels right. Yeah, this movie actually illustrates the kinds of commitment that men actually bring to the table. So it's commitment, it's honor, it's leadership. I mean, these are things that have been part of manhood, and I'll say they'll never go away. So in a way, I want to use Hollywood to demonstrate an aspect of manhood that just doesn't die, not even with time. And maybe some men have gotten away from it. Perhaps, you know, you guys call them simps. Perhaps simps have thrown away honor, looking at the big picture, leadership, doing what's in the best interest of the whole long term. Perhaps simps have gotten away from that. And maybe it's because a lot of these guys grew up either one, without a father in a home, or two, with a mother who wore the pants in the family. So I'm going to, you know, a lot of women say, oh, I wish guys were like, you know, those real manly men back in the day, or, you know, they were classic men in the way they dressed, the way they conducted themselves, and they were still manly. So I'm going to use Hollywood to bring back in illustrate that kind of manhood and how men, you know, even if they were not a CEO, how that leadership, that the mindset of leadership, the mindset of honor, the mindset of doing what's in the best interest of everyone. And I think you guys will enjoy this movie. I'm going to definitely have to jump around in this so that, you know, you get the best and you don't have to watch the whole thing. But however, if you want to go back and watch it, you surely, it's worth seeing. Now, I had never seen this movie in its entirety. So when I watched it, I found it on a website. It was, I thought that I wanted to share it with everyone else. So guys, as you come in, smash that like button, share the video, share this. I've got my PayPal and Cash App and Red Pill. Definitely thank you. Love your support. Did a great show with you. And we surely did a show that was all about manhood and maintaining that testosterone. So if you guys are not following Red Pill, you want to check him out. And he does some, man, this guy is knowledgeable. You talk about having knowledge about building up that, you know, physical might and the mindset of discipline. No question, he has that. So we did a great show. So I want to bring in this Hollywood classic. And I want us to look at manhood. I want us to look at how technically time hasn't changed things for either men or women. Either one. Love to hear your comments as we move through this. And I just have to make sure I can make this happen. Because I didn't get this movie on YouTube. So let me present. I'll do a share screen now. And if you're on Instagram or you're on Instagram or watching me somewhere else on what do you call it? If you're on Blog Talk, you want to get on YouTube so you can see this. So, it's a classic. I know West Coast were asking me which movie I was going to do. Here we go. Classic. Casablanca. Minutes because it'll give you some context and you understand what's really happening. Maybe I'll have to enlarge the screen. Let's see.
With the coming of the Second World War, many eyes in imprisoned Europe turned hopefully or desperately toward the freedom of the Americas. Lisbon became the great embarkation point, but not everybody could get to Lisbon directly. And so a tortuous roundabout refugee trail sprang up. Paris to Marseille. Across the Mediterranean to Oran. Then by train or auto or foot across the rim of Africa to Casablanca in French Morocco. Here, the fortunate ones, through money or influence or luck, might obtain exit visas and scurry to Lisbon, and from Lisbon to the New World. But the others wait in Casablanca and wait and wait and wait.
Officers, two German couriers carrying important official documents, murdered on train from Oran. Murderer and possible accomplices headed for Casablanca. Round up all suspicious characters and search them for stolen documents. Important.
Your papers? I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'd have to ask you to come along.
Wait, it's possible that yes. Here they are.
These papers expired 3 weeks ago. You have to come along.
Hey, this movie's going to also show some men who are dishonorable. And dishonor can also come with a price. This was during World War II, so the whole world was, there was global tension, you could say. So they're in Morocco and Casablanca. People are in Casablanca hoping to go from there to Lisbon. And then from Lisbon to escape into the U.S. So Casablanca was sort of a holding place, holding country. And France was there also.
¶¶
upon Monsieur Padmadam, have you not heard?
We hear very little, and we understand even less.
Two German couriers were found murdered in the desert, the unoccupied desert. This is the customary roundup of refugees, liberals, and, of course, a beautiful young girl for Monsieur Renault, the prefect of police. Unfortunately, along with these unhappy refugees, the scum of Europe has gravitated to Casablanca. Some of them have been waiting years for a visa. I beg of you, monsieur, watch yourself. Be on guard. This place is full of vultures, vultures everywhere. Everywhere.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Au revoir, monsieur. Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir. Amusing little fellow. Waiter. Silly of me.
Oh, dear.
I've left my wallet at the hotel.
Perhaps tomorrow we'll be on the plane.
You'll also see how much more advanced technology has become since this movie was made in 1942. So you'll laugh at some of the things. Their technological advancement at that time.
It is very good to see you again, Major Sasser.
Thank you.
May I present Captain Renault, Police Protector of Casablanca, Major Sasser.
Unoccupied France welcomes you to Casablanca.
Thank you, Captain. It's very good to be here.
Major Sasser, my aide, Lieutenant Cassel. Captain Borelli, the Italian service at your command, Major.
Thank you.
They are grande piacere della sua presenza, Major. Il nostro comando è sempre pronto al servizio.
You may find the climate of Casablanca a trifle warm, Major.
Oh, we Germans must get used to all climates, from Russia to the Sahara. But perhaps you were not referring to the weather.
What else, my dear Major?
By the way, the murder of the couriers. What has been done?
Well, realizing the importance of the case, my men are rounding up twice the usual number of suspects.
You know already who the murderer is.
Good. Is he in custody?
Oh, there's no hurry. Tonight he'll be at Rick's. Everybody comes to Rick's.
I have already heard about this cafe and also about Mr. Rick himself.
It had to be you.
So most of the... and that's interesting. So most of this movie is going to take place right here in Rick's. And when you see who Rick is, and the storyline behind it all, it makes sense that they shot most of it right here inside of Rick's.
It had to be. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be. I'd even be glad, just to be sad, make it up. Some other life's I'd never be called. I try to be born, but they wouldn't. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your balls. I love you still, have to be you. Wonderful you, have to be you. Oh, my hair is curly. Oh, my teeth are burly.
Waiting. I'll never get out of here. I'm dying.
But can't you make it just a little more?
Sorry, madame, but diamonds are a drug on the market. Everybody sells diamonds. There are diamonds everywhere. 2,400.
All right.
That's how many the men are waiting. It's the fishing snack Santiago. It leaves at 1 tomorrow night, here from the end of La Madina. Third boat.
Thank you.
And bring 15,000 francs in cash. Remember, in cash.
Yes,
sir, professor.
Good breakfast, senor.
Thank you, madame. Bon, monsieur.
Waiter.
Yes, madam.
Will you ask Rick if he has a drink with us?
Madam, he never drinks with customers. Never. I have never seen it.
Well, Nick, the saloonkeeper is so snobbish.
Perhaps if you told him I ran the second largest banking house in Amsterdam.
The second largest? That wouldn't impress Rick. The leading banker in Amsterdam is now the best chef in our kitchen.
We have something to look forward to.
And his father is the bellboy.
Interesting. That's interesting. It looks like YouTube shut me out. Hey, what's going on, 870? You there? Shut me up. Hello. How are you? Hello?
Yes.
I said, how are you?
Okay. I see they didn't like this video of that movie that you were showing.
Go ahead.
That it was deleted.
Is that what it says? It was deleted?
Hold on, let me tell you exactly what it says. I'm going to go to my laptop. One second.